USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the third Operation Warp Speed COVID-19 vaccine getting emergency use approval Saturday, the question now is, how often will we need to take the COVID-19 vaccine? Professor of Medicine at NYU, Dr. Mark Siegel, tells Fox News it won't be needed yearly.
It's probably, we're very conservative, as you know, in a medical establishment. It's probably going to be more than last more than a year. It's looking very good right now that the immunity will last more than a year, maybe two, maybe three. And if we have to give a booster, it's because variants are emerging that we want to cover better.
A Harvard immunologist on the Harvard website said current vaccines appear to be effective enough to end the pandemic. Since Tiger Woods couldn't be at a golf tournament in Florida Sunday, numerous golfers picked up the slack by wearing his traditional red shirt, black pants. Tiger tweeted after seeing the support, "To every golfer and every fan, you're truly helping me get through this tough time." USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Let's get a vaccine update with Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that 75,236,000 doses of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in the U.S. as of Sunday. Nearly 25 million people have been fully vaccinated with both doses. There are about 21 million doses on hand nationwide. A shipment of the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine given emergency use authorization by the Food and Drug Administration this weekend will significantly add to the number of available doses, with 20 million expected to be shipped out by the end of March.
Some of the J&J vaccine will roll out Monday for numerous states. Embroiled Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York on Sunday tried to explain away allegations of sexual harassment as jokes that were misinterpreted as unwanted flirtation. End quote. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden was in Texas Friday. Val Dior from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Joe Biden and First Lady Jill heard firsthand from Texans still struggling from that brutal winter weather on his first trip to a major disaster area since he took office. He was briefed by emergency officials and thanked workers for doing God's work. He promised the federal government will be there for Texans as they try to recover, not just from this storm, but also the health and economic crisis caused by COVID. Tens of thousands of Houston area residents are still without safe water, he learned while visiting the Houston Food Bank, and a briefing from Acting FEMA Administrator Bob Fenton. Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood Randall accompanied the Bidens to Houston, and they were joined by Governor Greg Abbott and Senator John Cornyn, both Republicans, as well as a long list of Democrats, spearheaded by Houston area members of Congress, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
At least 4.3 million Texans lost electricity at one point last week during the winter storm. Millions more lost water or were under a boil advisory. NASCAR's winner Sunday, William Byron, talks about winning after a tough start this NASCAR season.
Which was going to be good, and we had some issues. So it was a tough start to the season, but we didn't think about that going into this week. We just thought about executing a good race, and, it's always nice when the speed's there, but I feel like, we put in the effort to make sure it was, and, it was kind of a flawless weekend, really.
NASCAR continues this weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.